Today on this season 3 finale of The Stoop, a mini podcast series, I'm joined by DJ Chris Nice as a guest co-host as we wrap up season 3 with Soca sensation Problem Child. We discuss the beginnings of his career and his views on music, his thought process of how he creates his work, how his work ethic drives his success, plus a whole lot more. South Shore Ave is available wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can listen to all of the shows on South Shore Ave on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. Make sure you subscribe to the shows as well. And to check out my entire catalog of podcast shows, make sure you subscribe to SouthShoreAve.com. Once again, that's SouthShoreAve.com. It's The Stoop on South Shore Ave Radio. You know what problem is? A problem. Party animal, party animal, party animal. No sleep. Take a wine, take a wine. Take a wine, take a wine. Welcome to the season finale of The Stoop. With me is my co-pilot, not only for this episode, but for the last two season finales as well. Please welcome back DJ Chris Nice. How's it going, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's going on, everybody?
Yes, sir. And I also have a very special guest on The Stoop. One of the big names in the soca world right now. He just released a few songs right now. The latest one to kick off, and video to kick off the 2019 soca season, which we'll get into in a minute. But I'd like for you to please welcome Problem Child to the show. What's going on, brother?
Everything is good. Just relaxing before another studio session. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. I know. Busy time right now, right?
Yeah, seriously. Very busy.
All right. So I'll get into it. You know, every career, every event in life always has a beginning. So for you, what started you down this path to being a musical artist, like a soca artist?
Oh, well, initially I wasn't really into soca music. You know, it was a lack of inspiration as far as soca music goes. As a youth, you know, I wasn't really much into it, I guess, because it was there. I was more fascinated by hip-hop and dancehall. And music is just something I've been a part of, not professionally, of course, but it's always been, like, in my house. You know, I wasn't much into television as a kid, so it's just something that I developed, and it was more of a hobby. And, you know, when I moved to the States, I kind of fell in love with soca music here as opposed to being back in the islands, I guess, for lack thereof of it. Mm-hmm. I started listening to it more, and then I made some attempts because, you know, it was kind of hard to get into hip hop with my thick Caribbean accent. And then, you know, even harder to get into dance hall and stuff because, you know, the way it belongs or where it comes from got it kind of locked. So I just played around with soca, and here we are. Long story cut short.
Man, that's amazing, man. You wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
See, that's why these kind of interviews is good, man. To connect with the world, letting people know things they didn't know before this.
True, indeed.
Well, I have a question. Chris Nice here. I have a question. Was there any artist in the soca community that made you want to follow down that path?
Not really. Honestly. There are songs that I like from people, you know, once I started falling in love with soca again, individual songs here and there, songs from one or two people. You know, I'm not going to name anybody because, you know, I don't want to leave anyone out. But like an artist specifically, like one individual, nah, because at the end of the day, I was still kind of mesmerized by the hip hop and dancehall culture, you know, I mean. Soca is very strong culturally as well, but it's a little less glitzy, if you know what I mean? If I could put it that way. So like the glitz of the other art forms kind of would capture me and stuff. But I loved the music. The music aspect of soca music is what made me fall in love with it. Of course, I was inspired by people the more I got into it, I started to like pay attention to it and stuff. Of course, there are people who I was like, yo, I like this guy's style, I like that guy's style. But to say for them to be the person or the entity that made me want to do soca, nobody.
Yeah, that's interesting. That would make sense, being that, because you said when you came to the States young, right?
Yeah, well, I've always been here throughout my entire soca career, you know.
Yeah,
I don't have any soca music from when I was living back in San Vincent. All my songs I put out living in America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anybody outside the soca community that influenced you? Just an artist, period.
Yeah, mostly people in hip hop, which I still listen to heavily today.
Okay.
I don't even really. People sometimes look at me crazy when I say I don't listen to soca music, but it's not that I don't like it or anything like that. Like when I'm listening to soca music, I'm listening to beats, you know.
Okay.
I'll come up with new songs and new concepts. So in my spare time, I'm not gonna go again as a lover of music and still listen to soca only. I'm not in a box. If you mean, I listen to all different types of music. So I'm heavily influenced and inspired by a lot of other artists out there. Plenty, young, old, way before my time, upcoming, everybody I listen to. But like you say, like locked in to any particular person, nah.
That's beautiful, man, to keep that open mind.
While you were doing your thing, making waves in the soca music world, was there a moment or a time that you know made you think that you've arrived, or at the very least that you're on the right path?
I don't think I've arrived yet.
Okay,
I think I'm doing good enough. I think I'm doing decent. I don't know if you could ever really arrive to this level. For every step you take, you're always a path, you know, further ahead that you could go. So there's no, to me, there's no arriving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can name the biggest artist in the world, there's still levels. You can still advance.
True.
You know, you can still go further. So as far as, I mean, being recognized, probably, you know, stuff like that is all good accolades, but nothing to make me say, well, yeah, thing, whatever. I'm always trying to do better and achieve more. So I'm far from arriving, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Now, that's a good mentality to have, is just the next goal is the next thing, basically, right?
Yeah, the next goal is the next thing.
If you could take us, like, behind the music just a little bit, if you could just take the listeners in on your thought process in terms of how you create your work. Like, for example, like, how did the song, like, Party Animal come about?
Yeah, definitely.
It just comes. There's no formula. It's more of a gift than anything. You know, some people are naturally going to be good athletes. Some people are going to be mediocre athletes who could develop into better athletes, but they have to work 10 times harder. And then some people are just naturally gifted. And whereas I don't want to say I'm naturally gifted, it kind of puts things into perspective, because I hear stuff. I hear the song sometimes. Sometimes someone says something and it inspires me, or it takes me on a path where, hey, what you just said could be a song or could be a concept for a song. And then I start building it in my mind. Or sometimes I hear a beat and I just start hearing the melody without the words. And sometimes I even hear the words. Sometimes mm-hmm. I even hear somebody singing it. Somebody else. Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's not me. Sometimes I don't know whose voice it is. You gotta be kind of like halfway crazy. Like, I hear stuff.
No. I mean, the inspiration comes from everywhere, basically, right?
Yeah. But it's more within than anything. It's more within, because, like, you could put on a beat right now and I could probably, like, hum a melody that fitted that I've never used before or never been heard before. You know, if not right away, eventually in a couple of minutes. So that's how I do it.
Okay. And now I know that you have a love for being in front of the mic and behind the mixing boards. What were some of your favorite tracks that you've written and produced for?
I don't produce as far as composing.
Right.
I produce from the aspect of being like in charge of a project. Like somebody else might play the music and send it to me. I might tell them, okay, take this out, add that. They're more or less my hands, because I don't play music, but I always know. A lot of times I know exactly what I want to hear. Or if they come to me with an idea and it's a little bit off, sometimes I know what it takes, or I have what it takes to make it better, to improve it. So from that point of view, it's kind of like Diddy, Puff Daddy, like Diddy. He's a producer, but he doesn't really play, but he's in charge. And he may do the same thing, say, play this way, now take that out. It's like, from that aspect, yes, I'm a producer, but I work with a bunch of other producers.
Okay.
The writing aspect, well, yeah, that's all me. So that's how it goes.
Unlike Diddy, don't have anybody walking across a bridge for cheesecake, basically.
No. Honestly, some people do because my work ethic is kind of crazy. Like, I'm very much frustrated a lot with the people I work with. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're lazy or they're not working hard enough, but my pace is just, like, unparalleled. Like, I'm always ready for the next thing. Like, and they may have other stuff going on in their life. And to me, if I have to lose 4 more hours to get it done, not everybody's prepared to do that. So it's kind of frustrating when you can't find equal, you know, to match your work ethic. I mean, sometimes it seems like they're slacking to you. They're not really technically slacking, but because you work so hard,
yeah,
it's just like, come on, keep up, catch up, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you want to see the vision realized, basically, right? So this is how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm anxious. Like, there's a situation right now, but I'm not going to speak on it. But
right.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Like, come on, give me. I asked you for this so long ago. Like, what's taking so long? Just do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I don't let anything get in the way of me achieving what I want to achieve. Not sleep, not anything.
No, I hear that. Now, even though this genre has been around for many decades, this is a genre that's still growing on a worldly scale and in different ways. Like, for example, watching what Olatunji did in terms of his performance at X Factor, showcasing soca in a unique way. What impact do you see soca having on the world in the next, like, 5 to 10 years?
I mean, like, you said it yourself, it's growth. Mm-hmm. It's growth, and more people need to be given the opportunity. You know, we can't count on just 2, 3, 4 people to do it. You know, we got to give everybody a shot. Somebody else might have one little thing that I don't have, and that might be what the world takes to the most. You know, we can't just say, okay, well, if this ain't doing it, that ain't doing it, that's why it be the case, and it's a full package, you know? You right. can't just be able to just perform or just sing or whatever the case. Maybe you got to have, like, a package. Music has changed a lot. And, you know, a lot of times, if you look at the world of hip-hop, popularity gets you further than talent these days.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So true. We gotta be open-minded. We need to be a little bit more open-minded.
Preach.
Otherwise, it's only gonna be for us because other people can't relate, and people need to be able to relate. And that's very, very important with anything having to do with music. Even within soca, if I put out a song in soca music, in our genre, and people can't relate to it, I'm sorry, it's not gonna go much further than it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing applies. When you put out a song you want the world to relate, then you have to put it out in a manner in which they can relate. Basic common sense is 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Well, here's my final question. Now, what? Yeah, one of your latest songs and videos that's out called "Good Up, Good Up." Let the people know about it. Like, what was the rhythm? What was it about the rhythm that caught your attention?
Oh man, it goes back to what I was saying just now, you know, opportunity. Like, opportunity, that song was out, like, earlier this year. And
right.
I thought it was a pretty good song, and I didn't have a video for it or anything, and I was just like, yo, it's a very good song. Like, I just came off of the 2AM project, which I wrote all songs on the project.
Mm-hmm.
Splinters, Like You Like This, and Little of Something. So I was like, okay.
Maybe great rhythm.
A little bit of attention is on me now. Let me put out a single. But a lot of people were trying with it. It wasn't really doing what I figured it would. So I was like, okay, let me prove a point. Watch, I'm going to put some names on the rhythm. I'm going to write all the songs again. And I'm going to put these names, names in quotation, right, on the rhythm. Mm-hmm. And watch people going to pay attention to the song like it's new. But mind you, when it was just me out there, they weren't paying the same amount of attention. And that's fine. That's fine, because it's a work in process, you know?
Right.
It's growth. So once I did that, now the song itself is being seen in a whole different light. The entire project is being seen in a whole different light. But, you know what I mean? It's like, talent is there, man. So when things drop, pay a little bit more attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's as simple as that. The song's doing great right now. The video is doing tremendously well in terms of views on YouTube. And that's not even the latest thing that we released. We have we work with Precision Production with the 10 times over rhythm.
That one's sweet.
Which I wrote 10 times over for Patrice, and I wrote Whole Heart for myself. And that song in itself is getting some crazy, crazy reviews.
Nice.
Also, the Hot Wire rhythm produced by Mr. Legs is out there right now, too. HWT Wire, Hot Wire rhythm.
Yes. So, anything you want to add, Chris?
No. I just, like I told him before, man, I've been a long time fan. This summer I was killing Love the Road. I thought
Love
that song
that's
was
big
sick.
Too.
That
yeah,
song was sick.
Too.
It was so sick problem that I get pissed off at DJs when they cut it, when they mixed it before the pop, pop, ba-da-da-up.
Yeah. You see that I'm not even gonna get into that, but you know what's going on. Pay attention. How you play the song and mix it up before that part?
I don't get it.
Which happens to be the title of my song on the Hot Wire, that makes sense. Just ain't making no sense.
Before we wrap things up here, The world lost a soca legend last week with Winston Bailey, otherwise known as the Mighty Shadow, passed away.
Shadow.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know the impact that he's had on the soca world, including my family, but I'd like to just get you to share your thoughts and words about the legend himself, just to wrap up this episode.
Oh, well, wow. Well, you know, growing up, my mother used to play, and that's why I'm still able to do soca, although I wasn't really into it. My mother used to play all his records. Mm-hmm. You know, I know quite a few, and I mean, with the passing of any legend, you know, you just have to appreciate what their contribution was or has been over time, because like this guy's like, I mean, need a new name. Like, a legend is just so passe and used so much, like icon as well. Like, people don't understand how talented this man was. Mm-hmm. You know, and his contribution. I know, it's like, it's nothing wrong with playing old school segments and stuff. So DJs need to, like, you know, try to make it a little bit more impactful. Focus on the new years, but, you know, a little bit more history need to be taught, because a lot of people still don't even understand about Shadow and his contribution and, you know, the things that he's done.
I agree.
And I think the biggest thing, too, with music, it's like, yeah, everybody sticks with their time and their era. They always forget, like, there was always great music and great art before us, you know what I mean? And we got to appreciate it the same way. That's why we're here.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, I mean, for everybody who would compliment me on being a great songwriter, that's exactly why, you know, I might be able to cope or be at a certain level, is because, you know, I expand my mind musically. Like I said earlier, old music, new music, whatever kind of music, you know, if you want to be into it, like, know about it. And it goes back to the DJs playing songs and mixing it up before a certain part, because it's just a hype, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a DJ, but you don't study the craft. You don't even know what's going on. You still got people who call me by other artists' names and stuff.
Like, for real? Wow.
Go figure is right. And that's the thing, right? And you're putting certain things in the song so people can get hype and get lifted up by that part. It's almost like a good meal. It's like, you know, you're tasting the appetizer, but the main course, like, you're missing out on the main course.
Yeah, exactly. So it goes. But like I said, it's a process, you know.
No doubt. Brother, I appreciate you coming on the podcast on the last episode of The Stoop, man. It was very gracious for you coming on the other day. Much appreciated.
No problem. My pleasure. Anytime.
And thank you for your time.
Yeah, and sorry, and just before you go real quick, just let the people know, like, just basically any song. This is your time if you want to, like, let anybody know and everybody know what songs is coming out, or, you know, like, to get ready for, or what songs is out now to just pump and blast.
And your handle, everything.
The easiest thing to do is to follow me on Instagram at Real Problem Child. Not The Real, just Real. R-E-A-L Problem Child. And, you know, to cut a long story short, you get all the info, everything coming up there. But stay tuned. We got more work. Like I said, I'm going to the studio after this. Mm-hmm. More work coming up and stuff. Everything is out there now. 10 times over rhythm. Hot Wire rhythm. Monkey
nice.
Rhythm.
Tell him.
And the Kickstand rhythm.
Tell him.
Nice. Nice. Hey, Problem. Problem, Chris Knight here again. You don't sleep, eh? You're always in the gym. I see you in the gym at 4 in the morning.
You know what's funny? Mark this point, right? Mark this one, this time in the podcast, right? Uh-huh. And remember exactly what you just said to me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So jot down a time and then listen it back and then give me a couple of weeks.
Well, thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, no doubt.
Stay blessed. Continue the great work, man. Always be supportive.
Thank you, man. You guys be good as well, man. Good luck with everything.
No doubt.
All right.
No doubt.
All right, bless.
Thank you, as always, for listening to the season 3 finale of The Stoop, a mini podcast series. I can say that it's been great being able to continue on with The Stoop tradition, which ends off every season with a soca artist. You know, as you know, my roots are Trini-based, and I love to celebrate the culture that comes from that country whenever I can, which is why I even have an M'Baku shirt from Black Panther and not T'Challa. I'll let you do the knowledge on that, people. So to be able to bring on Problem Child, who is from St. Vincent, by the way, to discuss his career, it's a very cool thing to be able to celebrate in that in the Caribbean culture, you know, the soca culture. You know, I'm just trying to do my part. But most importantly, you need to do what that man says. First of all, go check him on his IG, on his Instagram account, at Real Problem Child, for all your updates on everything that he's got going on, which includes his latest tracks, Whole Heart on the 10 Times Over rhythm, and Make Sense off the Hot Wire rhythm, as well as the aforementioned video, Good Up, Good Up, which you can catch on YouTube. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Vinci Bad Boy, and on Snapchat at Bad Boy Problem. So, all right, so go check this man's work. You know, he's putting out some serious work for the 2019 season. You know, special shout out goes out to him for sure. I also got to extend the shout out to DJ Chris Nice, because for the third year in a row, you've been riding shotgun on the season finale of The Stoop. So what's your thoughts on it this year? Or what's your thoughts been on it this year?
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, you know, to be a part of it. Sit in on something like this. And, you know, anything to represent the Caribbean and the Caribbean music, to represent the art form.
All right, no doubt. And let everybody know where they can listen to your show and how you get down or where you get down.
They can check me each and every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Name of the show, The Grooves and Rhythms. Make sure you can catch it on MyLimeRadio.com. That's MyLimeRadio.com. You can also catch me at ChrisNice.com. That's ChrisNice.com. Or on IG at DJ Chris Nice. Facebook at Chris Nice.
Thank you very much. And before we wrap up the season, I'm here to tell you that South Sharab is available wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, as well as Spotify. You can also do the same on my website, which you can check on SouthSharav.com. Once again, that's SouthSharav.com. And one more time for emphasis, SouthSharav.com. And on the website, I'll be reposting the entire third season of The Stoop, as well as on my social media apps. You can catch me on Cal C on Facebook, Cal C-M on Instagram. So Cal C, just add the E-M. So please look out for that next week so you can binge listen to all of the episodes from this season. Hashtag podcast and chill. Thank you, as always, for listening and supporting the shows. The AF podcast will be back up and running, and we'll have many more episodes and projects coming down the pipeline. So definitely stay tuned for that. And while this is the conclusion of this series, we got to keep up another part of tradition and let Chris Nice do what he does best and put his skills to good use. We've always wrapped up the series in these episodes with a quick mix of the artist's work. I've enjoyed it. You've enjoyed it. So why stop now? Chris Nice, take us home with your mini mix for Problem Child. Just give us a touch. Just a little touch. A tups. Just a little tups. So for Problem Child and DJ Chris Nice, this is Kyle C. And you just tuned into The Stoop on South Shore Ave Radio. Until the next podcast, folks. Peace. We out.
Woman in your body, hot woman in your body, burning hot. Smoking, smoking hot. Wine for me now, bubble for me now. Wine for me now. Sit down on the love stick. Wine on the tip. Turn me on. Turn me on. Rotate your hip. Love how you're freaky with it. Turn me on. Turn me on. No other woman in the world will become like you. And when you wind up your body like that, you're making me want you. I could give it to you fast or give it to you slow. Oh, yourself looking back. That making sense? That ain't making sense. Nah, rhyming by the bar whole night and thing, and all on your only buy one drink. That making sense? That ain't making sense. Nah, you can't use your rent money and buy champagne. That ain't making sense. And if you come in the dance with the people, them man, that ain't making sense. It's the voodoo in your hold on, fight. That ain't making sense. And if you wanna bubble on your business, what to say about you? That ain't making sense. Come on, we having a nice time.
Stick on, breast on man, hold it tight up
not a song about rum. Just go and see them tell you when I drink it. Adults wine and end up all on the ground. No, all of y'all them looking bad. Everybody